You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Charles Willis, a founding member of the wildly successful Pinot's Palette franchise organization, a pioneer in the paint and sip experience, and the leading franchise in the growing creative entertainment industry. Mr. Willis, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to speak with you.
And certainly excited to hear all the details. So for starters, tell us, if you would, about Pinot's Palette and what it offers its customers to get things rolling today.
Yeah, so I mean, what we do, just from looking outside the door, looking in, is we provide kind of a step-by-step guided instructions by a professional local artist to create a masterpiece. But what the goal we're actually looking for is to create a memorable night out with friends, family, coworkers, and give everybody the opportunity to kind of explore that creative side they haven't had a chance to tap into since grade school. You know, we do a lot of different things from, you know, providing the best painting library or the best painting options that people actually paint in our industry. We hear that from our customers all the time. We have over 28,000 online business reviews, averaging a 4.9 out of 5 rating. So it's fantastic. And we do multiple things so we can bring the art experience or the mobile experience to people. We have tons of private party and public events, team building and employee appreciation events, bachelor parties, community groups, birthday parties, etc. And, you know, we kind of just wanted to be a fun and comfortable environment or atmosphere with lively music, great adult beverage options, and kind of just take the, you know, that blank canvas or that blank page concerns away from people when they come and see us.
Good stuff there. And get into, if you would, when and how did the company actually get its start?
So back in 2009, my wife had her sister coming in town, and my wife's sister loves art, and so I was trying to find something for them to go do on the weekend when she was visiting. I couldn't find anything, and it reminded me of a conversation I had with our other co-founder, Craig, that he had gone to something kind of interesting where it was a one-night art experience where him and his family went to, and his brother brought some beer with them, and, you know, how much fun they had. And up to that point, I didn't really see the vision of the family night out being a great business model. But once my wife brought up the idea, hey, if you want to do a business, this would be a great idea, it kind of clicked where everything kind of lined up and said, hey, this isn't for the, you know, family night out, other than we do those things. It's more the girls' night out. It's the bachelor parties. It's the fun night out. It's the date night. And then once those things, you know, kind of clicked in my head, I actually called up Craig, and we met at a bar and did the back of the napkin business plan. I think we spent about 2 or 3 hours at the Armadillo Palace here in Houston, sketching that out and what it could look like. And then we decided to, hey, let's take the leap of trying out this new business, because it wasn't even out there at this time. And what we wanted to do was, even though art classes have been out there, we wanted to really have that fun time experience. And because we were definitely more of the customer than the actual artist. But we knew as a customer what we would want to expect walking into this type of business. And so ultimately that's what we created. And our first class was early May 9th, 2009. And we started to franchise late 2010, early 2011. And we've kind of really booming ever since.
And Charles, a very important question. Did you actually save that napkin?
Yeah. You know, people ask me that. I do not have the napkin. We were smart enough to save our first dollar that Pinot's Palette ever generated. But we don't have the napkin. Unfortunately, and it'd been really funny to kind of look back, because we talked about logos, we talked about where, we talked about the ideal customer, and it'd be really funny to look back and see, hey, how close were we, you know, back in 2009 to where, you know, where we are sitting in 2018.
And that $1 bill certainly will work, no doubt about that. What type of success have you seen since you began franchising the concept here?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, we are the number one ranked franchise in franchisee satisfaction. So, you know, and we've been getting that number one ranking since 2013, when that ranking actually came out. And so that's always fantastic to see that our franchisees love us, our customers love us. We have over 140 open studios for business in the U.S., and we have two up in Canada in the Toronto area, with that second one opening up very soon here. We have multi-studio owners. We have studios that created partnerships with, you know, major league sports teams all across the United States, and national nonprofits and Fortune 500 companies. And so, you know, we've seen, you know, tons of things work for us. And, you know, we just keep on getting stronger is how we're kind of feeling it. And we're making moves today to just even increase that footprint.
Today we are joined by Mr. Charles Willis, a founding member of the wildly successful Pino's Palette franchise organization, a pioneer in the paint and sip experience, and the leading franchise in the growing creative entertainment industry here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Franchise Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, in regard to franchising, who is your ideal franchisee?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, our ideal franchisee is someone that, you know, want to work for themselves, right? They want to have fun doing it. They want to work in a business where customers are coming in and thanking them for owning this business, to open up this opportunity in their community. We're looking for people that actually want to run the business themselves. So an owner operated, you know, someone that is going to be inside the studio, you know, shaking customers' hands, you know, kissing babies, et cetera. And we want someone that really feels comfortable getting out of the studio and getting really to meet the community and meet and network with other local businesses and the chambers of commerce and the women's groups out there, so they can more or less, you know, be the face of their Pino's Palette. Because even though it is a national company with national support, it's a very locally owned company, and that person lives in that community with those customers, and we want them to really be part of that community as well.
Charles, we have a worldwide global audience here, folks tuning in from all over the world that certainly would consider a franchising opportunity. What advice do you have for someone looking to acquire a franchise?
Yeah, someone inquiring a franchise, you know, if I was looking to inquire a franchise myself, what I would do is really make sure that the franchise I'm looking into is the right fit for me personally. You know, you want to really enjoy what you're doing. You really want to be able to go and shadow or speak to other people that are doing that exact thing, and making sure that that's something that you want to do, you know, long term. Because owning a business is definitely, you know, a long term venture that you want to make sure you enjoy every day you're going to work. You want to make sure it's the type of business you like. You know, so if you're more into restaurants, you know, going into that restaurant time frame. We are in the entertainment space, and so you really, you know, have to be comfortable, you know, throwing a party or being around people that are having a great time. And you also want to study the franchisor if you're looking into acquiring a franchisee. Does that franchisee or have that support structure that is truly needed from that from the franchisee's perspective and what you're looking to do? And so if you feel that you're very, very strong in marketing or operations or whatever it may be, you know, does the franchisor have the support for the things you're maybe not necessarily very strong in? And so I think all those things are key when you're, you know, really looking to, you know, become a franchise of a concept.
Also, Charles, in your opinion, why do you think Pino's Palette would be a great opportunity for someone considering a franchise?
I think it's, you know, it's always fun to talk to all the different people that reach out to us about being a franchise. And I think they're doing it because they see we've been around for almost 10 years now. They see that we have this proven business model with an operating system that has, you know, been finely tuned over the years that is second to none. We had this proprietary software system that we've built in-house. You know, from the background of the ownership and all the different technology advances we have, that is the only technology that has been built for the paint and sip industry. So that gets people very, very excited. But ultimately, it's a rewarding business, you know, and you know, understanding that business ownership is an experience and it's everything, but it's very, very rewarding. I think we get tons of you know, tons of enjoyment when we hear about the customers and why they come to Pino's Palette. So we kind of talked about the different event types, the girls' night out, the bachelor parties. But, you know, we have people that come, you know, as date night once a month with their marriages. We have people that are, you know, going through tough times in life, and they use Pino's Palette as a creative outlet. We have people get engaged inside, you know, our Pino's Palette studios and even get married. And so, you know, I think all those things are very, very rewarding. And then when you kind of tie that all into what we do on the marketing side and all the best practices that we do, you have a really well-rounded support team. You have a great technology, and you have really a fantastic, you know, drive and reason, to be a Pino's Palette studio owner.
Certainly an awesome opportunity, and folks, if you're looking for a franchise, definitely consider Pino's Palette. Where can folks get all the details on the company and the franchising opportunities?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you can go to our website, which actually has, you know, phone numbers and stuff if people prefer that. So www.pinospalette.com or www.pinospalette.com/franchise. You'll have all the tons of information on how to come to a class and enjoy, you know, a night out with your friends and family, or find out more information about joining the Pino's Palette team.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Willis, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best and continued success.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Charles Willis, a founding member of the wildly successful Pino's Palette franchise organization, a pioneer in the paint and sip experience, and the leading franchise in the growing creative entertainment industry. And to get all the details, visit PinosPalette.com, and this link will be provided within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.